بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين اسرفوا على انفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمه الله ان الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا انه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Sheikh Sa'di Shirazi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a very great sage. He was once traveling with a caravan. And he was very, very tired. He falls off asleep. It was night. And he was in deep sleep. When suddenly the camel driver awakens him and he shouts at him that wake up, wake up. Since you have not listened to the ringing of the bells, the alarm of the siren that went, do you wish to remain behind and everybody else gone? The journey is a very long journey ahead. And they are very vast stretches of desert area. So if you wish to join and continue your journey, then you must awaken. Sheikh Sa'di Rahmatullahi Alayhi took a lesson from this incident. That we are on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And quite often we get wake-up calls and sirens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various forms to awaken us from our deep slumber, our negligence, our ghaflat, because we are so attached to dunya and we forget. Sometimes it's some sickness that a person gets. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah give us complete shifa and afiyat. This comes as a wake-up call for the person who spent his entire life or the vast part of his life in sin and evil and disobedience and ghaflat. And now Allah gives him a wake-up call in this form that now, hearken, understand, wake up, rise from your deep slumber. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's some financial loss. And then the person realizes that I've prayed too long. I need to now pray and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's some other problem. Whatever it is, there are some wake-up calls that we all get in our lives that make us realize that now we have to take that bold step and make tawbah and istighfar and move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawla Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, who we quote so often now, he mentions, come, come, addressing the people, whoever you may be, come, come, whoever you may be, ours is not a caravan of despair. Come, even though you may have broken 1,000 vows, come, come again with us. In other words, this caravan that is moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawla Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, is calling out. He says, come, come, whoever you may be. It doesn't make a difference, no matter how sinful you may have been in your life. Because the whisperings of shaitan and nafs are sometimes very, very awful. They make a person very depressed and lose all hope and become full of despair and despondent. That will Allah ever forgive me? The sins I have committed in my life, I don't think anybody in the world may have committed these type of sins. So shaitan keeps on whispering into our heart that forget it. There's no chance for you. You should be embarrassed. There's no need for you now to go and become pious because you will never change your life. And you committed too many sins. ugly sins. This is a thought that goes to through a person's mind, to make him lose hope and give him no encouragement. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi is calling out to such people, come, come, whoever you may be. Ours is not a caravan of despair. Join this caravan. It will only give you hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have spoken on this topic several times. And I keep on giving hope. It's for myself, for all of us. And many a youngster who sometimes goes into drinking and drugs and womanizing and many others also. And then they just feel that no, there's no way for them to now to make amends. So no, come, ours is not a caravan of despair. Even if a person makes pledges to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he made that vow and the promise, he was sincere, but he broke that vow, he broke that promise to Allah, then too there is that hope. As Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi in another couplet, he says that there is hope after despair. There is hope after despair, as there are many suns after darkness. So many darknesses we have in our life. The person went through various episodes of sins in his life, but there are so many suns that will come after this darkness. Like after night, there is day, and the sun rises, giving us hope. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out in such a beautiful and loving way, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, my beloved servants who have wronged and transgressed themselves. They have committed sins. They have violated my commandments. Still, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the thousands and millions of people who He has forgiven in this world. And history bears testimony to the fact we find so many kitabs written just on the stories of those people who were sinners, and no ordinary sinners. They committed grave sins, huge sins, terrible sins. And then they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were given that hope. And they stood up firm. And they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they became the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah pardoned them. Allah forgave them. Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an. He was responsible for killing Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he brought such pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that occasion of Uhud. That Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala had committed this sin. He becomes the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him the da'wah towards Iman in Islam. And several verses came down because Wahshi felt that he had committed such a heinous crime. He killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so there won't be any forgiveness for him. And he committed many sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pacifies him by sending down verses that, no, you make tawbah and do good deeds. He says, I may bring iman and make tawbah, but I do not have any guarantee I'll do any good deeds. And finally Allah says, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. And Wahshi then embraces Islam. He becomes a mu'min and a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kifal, the story of Kifal we have mentioned previously also. He was notorious for his sins. And there was an occasion when a woman required some assistance. And he promised to give her this assistance and financial help on condition that she fulfills his desires. And as they are about to commit the zina, suddenly she lets out a shriek, a cry. And he asks her, what's wrong? She says, I have never done this in my life. I brought myself to this level because of sheer desperation. She tells him, fear Allah. And the moment she tells him this, A shiver runs through his spine, and he immediately leaves her and tells her to go. And he gives her the financial assistance, but he makes such a tawbah that he passes away that night, and in the morning it is written on his door that Allah has forgiven Kifal. Allah has pardoned Kifal. So my respected friends and elders, we have to keep on reminding ourselves that do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that in this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one needs to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, when a person has genuine hope, we have genuine hope, and we have real hope, and we have false hope. Real hope is when the person is now serious and he realizes that Allah is full of mercy and Allah is going to forgive me. So he takes that bold step towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he changes his life. So with this hope that is required, it makes the journey now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an easy one. Now, he makes tawbah, istighfar. He feels embarrassed, ashamed of his past. He committed the sins he committed. So he shows nadamat, he expresses regret and remorse over it. He tries his level best now to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings in his life amali saliha. Now he's moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he finds himself engaged in dua, in crying, tawbah, istighfar. Now he takes his tasbih, he's reciting tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He's making an effort to learn Quran and read Quran. There's a reformation taking place in his life. Why? Because of that hope he had in Allah. The person who does not have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vast mercy, which the Quran and Hadith is replete and mentions again and again about Allah's mercy being so vast. And we mentioned many, many times the incidents of tawbah, istighfar. The person makes so much of tawbah, reaches the skies. The entire world is full of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still prepared to forgive him. So now he's turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat and he begins to understand his abdiyat, his servitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's a slave and Allah is his master. And now he begins to enjoy that ibadat that he is making. He experiences some inner sweetness within him that previously he was not enjoying. Because a life without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a boring life. It's a life full of darkness. It's a gloomy life. The person may be enjoying the things of the dunya, but deep down in his heart there is darkness. There's something that he is missing. And there's something that he is missing is the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzah. There's no Allah in his life. But a believer who has Allah in his life, even though he makes a mistake, a blunder, he errs, immediately he focuses his attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sheds those tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Understand that this one garment of ours we have and we need to wash it. Perhaps we use a whole bucket of water just to make sure that the stains that we have on our garment is washed and is clean. So much of water is used to purify our clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants from us, respected friends and elders, that one drop, one tear that comes out of our eyes, in fact, even if it does not come out of our eye, still within the eye socket, but a tear of penitence and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, I'm feeling ashamed, nadimhu, sharmindahu. I committed sins, wallah, I'm begging you for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes away his 70 years of sins. Allah is so kind, so loving. But it must be a genuine, a real hope that we have in Allah. Not the fake hope that we just say that Allah is merciful and we know Allah is merciful, and we continue sinning. We continue disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wife cheated on the husband, she was caught. Husband cheated on his wife, he was caught. Person was gambling, he was caught. Person took drugs, he was caught. And then he makes tawbah, or he feels ashamed. But then there's no change in his life, there's no change in her life. After a few days, because he was caught, Allah protect all of us and cover and conceal our sins. He feels an embarrassment, but then again, after a few days, he goes back to the same old sins. This is not genuine hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desires and he works for the hereafter. In other words, he does good deeds for the hereafter. But a foolish person, an ajiz person, a helpless person, is that person who just follows his whims and desires, his fancies, and وَتَمَنَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ, he just has hopes. Allah is Ghafur Rahim, Allah will forgive me. No, this is not the system of Allah. Whilst Allah has the power to forgive us, but Allah wants us to show that we are genuine, we are sincere, we are dedicated, we are steadfast, we made a mistake, we made tawbah istighfar. Now I must stay in good company. Now those past sins must not drag me down again and make me feel, no, there's no forgiveness for me. No, I've got to be firm and I've got to be steadfast and I must become positive now. There must be signs of positivity in my life. They must see, there must be some change in my life. And this little change we make will bring a smile on our face. Will bring some coolness to our heart, serenity to our heart. We will feel good. We will feel better. Like a whole mountain off our heads and shoulders. That's a mountain of gunas and sins. The life is now more enjoyable. And we will wish that, why didn't we change much earlier in our lives? So it is not late. We have the time, we have the chance. Jigar Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, well known in India for his shairi, sher shairi, he was a poet. But he was a drunkard and alcoholic. He just couldn't give his drinking habit. He had heard of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi. He loved like ulama and he loved the deen, but he just could not give this bad habit. Wherever he went, he'd take his bottles with him. He meets Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzoob rahmatullahi, who was a very senior khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi. And he expresses his desire to meet Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi. But he tells Khaja sahab, you know, I'd love to meet him, I'll go to his khanka, but I cannot leave behind my bottles, I'm going to take it with. You think I will be allowed? Because I know Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi is a man of principle. Khaja sahab said, you know what, people of that caliber, Ahlullah, I don't think it's munasib for you to even go there with your bottles. It won't be right. So Jigar Muradabadi, he agreed, he said, yes, I won't go. Khaja sahab rahmatullah meets Hazrat Thani rahmatullah and then just happens to mention this to him. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah said, Khaja sahab, what reply you gave him? I thought you understood tasawuf and tazkiyah and suluk. So Khaja sahab said, Hazrat, I mean, what else could I tell him? Must he bring his bottle to the khanka? Hazrat Thani rahmatullah said, yes, you should have told him to come as he is, in the condition he is. How do you know, perhaps a few words of advice, it could have affected him. So Khaja sahab goes and tells Jigar Muradabadi. When he hears this, that Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, a man of such principle, you couldn't just go into his khanka and do whatever you want to do. He's actually prepared to see me. So Jigar Muradabadi rahmatullahi, immediately Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat, because he was sincere. He says, from today I'm going to stop drinking. He throws away all those bottles he had. And he doesn't even take a sip of wine or liquor. And because he was a perpetual drinker, every day of his life, how many bottles he drank, suddenly now when he stops that, he actually becomes sick. Doctors plead to him, even some of his close friends, they go and tell him, listen, in your case, take a few sips just to survive and to keep yourself okay. Otherwise you're going to die. He says, even if more comes to me, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to go back to drinking. Allah's karam, the Jigar Muradabadi, suddenly he felt better, he felt healthier. He takes the courage, he goes towards the Thanvi Rahmatullahi, who becomes very pleased. As the Thanvi Rahmatullahi welcomes him, and Jigar Muradabadi Rahmatullahi starts his tazkiyah and tasawuf in the company of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi. And he never ever went back to drinking alcohol. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi gave him a lot of hope. It is mentioned in the khanka of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi. Very, very, very rarely they would have some sher shairi, somebody giving some couplets. But on that one occasion, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi allowed Jigar Muradabadi Rahmatullahi to say a few couplets. Then even his couplets were full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changing one's life and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends and elders, there is great positive results when a person has genuine hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi alayh, he would say, that, oh Allah, the greatest thing you have put, the greatest gift you have given in my heart, or to my heart, the greatest gift that you have given to my heart, is having hopes in your mercy. And the greatest and sweetest thing you have put on my tongue, is making your dhikr, saying Allah, Allah. And he says, the greatest moment of joy for me, will be, oh Allah, when I will meet you. May Allah Ta'ala grant us also, having genuine hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the fake hope where we just say Allah is Ghafur Rahim and we continue our sins. Never become despondent. And this message must go to many, many others also who are not here today. Especially those who have lived a very morbid life. A life full of zina and drinking and gambling. My brother, my sister, this caravan of ours is not a caravan of despair. It is a caravan of hope. When Allah is so Ghafur Rahim, Allah is genuinely prepared to forgive us as long as we are sincere repenters and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who could then block us from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala grant me, grant you, grant all of us tawfiq of making amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Risadul shariq.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ forgive us ya Allah you are full of mercy my Allah ya Allah we have hopes in your mercy ya Allah Allah give us hidayat ya Allah help us to change our lives ya Allah and turn towards you my Allah give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha give us tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha ya Allah to not take us back to the sins we have committed my Allah or to any sins my Allah Allah wash away the major sins we have committed the minor sins knowingly unknowingly my Allah our hearts have become so heavy and dark my Allah ya Allah hamari dilon ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم
Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah grant all of us afiyat in our lives, ya Allah. Give us afiyat in dunya. Give us afiyat in akhirah. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of zikr, the sweetness of tilawa, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever, ya Allah, we have got so many, ya Allah, needs, my Allah. Every single person, ya Allah. There are people listening to the program at home, my Allah. Our brothers in the masjid have raised their hands, my Allah. We have got hajat upon hajat, needs upon needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarij al-ham. مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي يا الله يا الله give us plentiful make us use it correctly my Allah make it be حلال طيب يا الله يا الله there's so many youngsters young boys and young girls of marriageable age يا الله time is catching up with them my Allah Ya Allah, they're becoming old, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, good offspring. Give them, ya Allah, good partners, my Allah. Pious partners, my Allah. And offspring that will become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're in hospitals or at home, ya Allah. Grant all of them shifai kam, wil ajil, mustaqir daim. Protect us from those diseases, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in Gaza, my Allah, oh my Allah, what has happened, my Allah? Ya Allah, only you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many lives are gone now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy, Ya Allah, they're just continuing, Ya Allah. They've got no mercy whatsoever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even animals have more mercy than them, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, change the conditions. Ya Allah, make it be better for Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Help them. Give them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemy, Allah. Destroy them, Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Give us nadiyat, qiyam with iman. Give us maut, Ya Allah, in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kutu water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allah grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Allah hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين